Ladies and gentlemen, today I would like to address the question how expensive it is to be a woman. And when I say this, you may think of designer handbags or fancy high heel shoes. But unfortunately, when you are a woman, very often just buying basic necessities can put a serious dent in your budget. Let me give you two examples. The first one concerns menstruation. An average woman has her period for about 38 years, which means that over this time she spends about 2,280 days menstruating. That is more than 6 years. As we all know, menstruating women need to buy sanitary products. And how much they spend on these is the question here. The estimates differ, but in the US it can be around $2,000. But women in the US are actually still very lucky, because in the US there is no value-added tax on female sanitary products. Unfortunately, there are many countries where menstruating women, when they pay sanitary products, pay money not only to private companies who manufacture these products, but also to the government that puts a VAT on these products. For example, in the Czech Republic, the value-added tax on female sanitary products is one of the highest in the EU. It is 21%, which means that female sanitary products are more heavily taxed than food, drinks, newspapers, and also draft beer. It almost seems that the Czech government thinks that female sanitary products are not a necessity, but a luxury. But I'm happy to say that there are other countries which choose a completely different approach. Since autumn 2018, Scotland has been providing pupils of state-run schools with sanitary products for free. You might think that in the UK it's not really necessary because the UK is a rich country. But according to some recent polls, 10% of British women aged between 14 and 21 cannot afford to buy sanitary products. So it is really laudable that Scotland started this initiative and now the rest of Great Britain is considering it as well. Now let me get to my second example, why it is sometimes very expensive to be a woman and that sometimes it is rather unfair. The second thing that I want to talk about is something called the pink tax. The pink tax is a term for the fact that very often products that are marketed specifically to women are more expensive than similar products aimed at men. If you think that this is a myth, there is actually data to back it up. In 2015, the Department of Consumer Affairs in New York carried out a study which said that products which are aimed at women cost on average 7% more than similar products aimed at men. The highest difference was observed with personal care and hygiene products. Women's products were 13% more expensive than men's. And sometimes there are legitimate reasons for these differences in price. That's clear. For example, a female haircut probably will take longer, it will be more difficult, and therefore it is more expensive than a male haircut. But sometimes the reason for the difference in prices is gender alone. There is no economic justification. The perfect examples are razors. There is no actual difference between female razors and male razors, but For some reason, the cost is different. Razors sold to women tend to be more expensive. And that's only because companies have found out that women are less sensitive to price and often are willing to pay more money. But the question is whether this really should be a reason for such price discrimination. Thank you for listening.